San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener said he was pulling his measure from consideration in the state assembly because he didn't have the needed votes for passage. It would have authorized teens 15 years of age or older to consent to vaccines that meet specified federal agency criteria without parental consent. Wiener blames the failure to round up enough votes on what he called months of harassment and misinformation by a small but highly vocal and organized minority of anti-vaxxers.
Kids should be able to protect themselves. We went way further on this bill than I thought we might. It passed the entire Senate, made it all the way to the Assembly floor, and tragically we came up a couple of votes short due to the extensive harassment and misinformation campaign from the anti-vaxxers. But we're not giving up. We'll be back. This is a very important issue.
At the moment, Senator Wiener said he does not have a plan laid out on how to bring the bill back, but says the effort isn't over. As for the organizations opposing the bill, they cheered as news of the bill inactive status hit their social media feeds. Amy Bond is president of PERC, Protection of the Education of Kids.
I will tell you, I was crying, I was jumping, I was excited, I was hugging, I was calling all the people to thank who have been tremendous in this effort. One of my first phone calls was to Freedom Angels, to Denise Aguilar, and was like, we did it. And then Nicole Pearson from Facts Law Truth Justice, hugging my husband. I mean, the thing is that this felt like a historic moment. The moment that we got that text, we knew that this was a moment in history.
Opponents of the vaccine bill said they've reached a boiling point. They've accused lawmakers of trying to pass what they call extreme laws that remove parental rights and endanger children. California kids between the ages of 12 and 17 can receive vaccinations for hepatitis B and HPV that prevent sexually transmitted diseases without parental permission. Wiener's bill would have expanded the right for teens 15 and older to receive any vaccine approved by the Food and Drug Administration and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Pamela Estrada for KPFA.